Morning News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we've got Mike Wood on the line. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. We've had a couple of pretty bad incidents, including a young person, a 12-year-old, hit while skating on a skateboard. Is that right?
Yeah, that was yesterday afternoon at 8th and Wright Street, where a 12-year-old male was struck by a vehicle. The driver of the vehicle immediately stopped. 911 was called, and officers and EMS got there very quickly. The individual was injured badly and was taken to the hospital immediately. So I don't have an updated any information on that individual. But, yeah, you know, as we've seen this before, and, you know, I did it. Lots of people did it. Skateboards on streets, and you know, while it's a dangerous thing, you know, folks they're going to do it. And I'll be glad when the skate park opens up and they have another place to go.
Well, I was just going to ask that exact question. Very good of the driver to obey the law and stop and take care of the person, which is, you know, you're obligated to do that. But I'm assuming he was actually skateboarding on the street, which you're not supposed to do, right?
Yeah, that from the information that I have, that's right. I don't have any information on, okay, you know, if he was crossing the street or anything like that.
All right. Well, you know, certainly our prayers for him, and you know, it's just a reminder, you know, watch out, because there's dangerous things on both sides, right? I mean, you know, on both sides. We also had a drive-by shooting at P and Gadsden. Is that right?
Yeah, that was yesterday at the 600 block of P Street. Someone in a vehicle pulled up to this house, and there were individuals on the front porch. And they began shooting from the car, and three people, including a juvenile, were struck on the front porch. And fortunately, none of those injuries were life-threatening. So we're still working on that, looking for information on who the shooter was.
Just one person? That I'm just trying to put it together in my head, because a lot of times what happens is there's, you know, shooting from a car or something, and like nobody gets hit. Because look, if it's a car, if there's a distance to the house and then into the porch and then one person with a handgun, you know, at those kind of distances, it's very hard to hit a person. Do we know anything that would explain? That just seems like a lot. I mean, it's horrible at all, but hitting three people in that circumstance seems unusual to me.
Yeah, well, we don't know if it was a single person doing the shooting or if it was multiple people, or that information has not been given to me. So, yes, it could have been more than one. But right now, we're taking information, any information that we can get on that.
Okay. And you said all non-life-threatening injuries, though. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Well, that is very good news. You also had a vehicle that was left running. I know it's your pet peeve. You talk about this all the time, but this was a little different case, right?
Yeah, this could have been a lot worse. It was a vehicle that was left running, and a child was in the car, and a person gained entry into the vehicle. Fortunately, the parents were nearby and were able to stop that individual from taking the car. A tag was obtained, and with the help of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, that vehicle was stopped and the suspect located a short time later. So it was a good ending to that, but it could have been much worse.
Wow. Yeah, thank goodness. Man, that could have been really, really horrible. I also wanted to ask you about the concealed carry changes that are not in effect yet, that go into effect July 1st, but is PPD doing anything different to take note of the situation where, you know, people that without a permit are now going to be carrying concealed at least some of the time? Have you had internal conversations about how that's going to affect your ability to do police work, or even whether, you know, Chief thinks this is a good development in the law or a problematic development in the law?
Well, the officers have been briefed in lineup and roll call about this. They've discussed it about the new law. And again, it's new, so we're going to, you know, see where it takes us. But you know, we just want everybody to be safe with weapons, to make sure that they are carried in a safe manner. And like I said, a couple of weeks ago, we had an individual in a bathroom at a bowling alley that the weapon somehow came out and discharged and shot a toilet inside a men's room. So, and there were hundreds of people inside this bowling alley at the time. So we just want everybody to that are going to carry to make sure that they're carrying that weapon safely.
You know, I know this will change come July 1st, but I'm curious what the law is now, and I don't know the answer to this. If you're a police officer and you see that, like, you know, I inadvertently, I have a carry, concealed carry, and I, you know, I'm bending over to pick something up, and it kind of pokes out. Now, the new law will, it specifically protects you from being arrested for something like that. There's a brandishing provision and all of that. But I'm just wondering, if you see that I have a gun as a cop, do you have the right to ask me to see my concealed carry permit, since that would be a violation of if I don't have one?
If it's concealed, yes, at this point in time. But again, that's about to go away. So that's something that we're going to adjust to.
Yeah, no, and that's obviously it's going to change in July. But I just didn't know what the rule was on that. I figured the answer was yes, you could, but I didn't know for sure. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. And watching a lot on the road this morning. Mobile Highway and Buckingham fatality. A truck versus bicyclist. All westbound / southbound lanes of Mobile Highway shut down right now. It's kind of near Woodsy's at, which is Marlane and Mobile Highway, but that's where the slowdown is for the most part, but somebody on scene directing traffic, as I understand. Davis Highway and Fairfield, both in front of the Shell station and on the other side of Fairfield. Another accident, as I understand, close to the on-ramp for I-110 northbound. Southbound Woodbine backed up past Pace Water System. And Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze showing an accident on East Bay Boulevard westbound. Not showing a roadblock. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip or you hear me say something that's not right, let us know so we can pass it on. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. One additional note is that the law, when it goes into effect July 1st, right now, the law is that if you have a permit, you must carry the permit along with you when you have the gun. But the new law says, obviously, you don't have to have a permit, but you still will need to have an ID on you so that police can check if they need to make sure that you're not, for example, disqualified by being a felon. Right, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's a whole different topic. So you still, no matter what, if you're a convicted felon, can't carry that
right
weapon.
But you will still need to carry ID. Some people might not realize that's a part of the law, but that still is going to be in place.
Absolutely.
Kind of an interesting moment came up yesterday in our conversation with Mayor Reeves, where we're having this street sweeper name contest, you know, of course. And I had gotten I had seen somewhere or other that there was a comment that, you know, Kevin, like Kevin the minion from Despicable Me, and that, you know, Kevin Crispin kind of liked that comment. You know, he's the deputy chief. But I think you were going to weigh in on this also.
Well, you know, we got tied into it because of Deputy Chief Kevin Crispin and people thinking that he had something to do with it. I can tell you that I checked with him yesterday, and he said that he did not have anything to do with that. But, you know, Kevin, you've got greats like Kevin Hart, Kevin James, Kevin Bacon, Kevin Costner, and NASCAR's Kevin Harvick. And I looked into it, and Kevin comes from Irish descent, and it means handsome. And if you don't think that a brand new street sweeper isn't handsome, then I don't know what to tell you. So, yeah, we are Team Kevin on that naming of that vehicle. And and like I said, our Kevin says he had nothing to do with it.
All I took away from that is that you think Deputy Chief is handsome. Did I misunderstand?
Well, no, that's not what I said. You know,
I'll second that.
You put me in a bad spot here. I was just giving you a little history on the name, Kevin. No personal feelings here at all.
Okay. I'm sure he's blushing. I'm sure he's not. Hey, we always like to end with a did you know or a why do they do that, or is that even a true thing for cops? You have one for me this week?
Yeah. Can you guess what the most difficult crime for detectives or police officers to solve is?
Oh, the most difficult crime for them to solve. Man, I mean, I have ideas. I would think it'd be some form of, no, I don't know. I'm going to sound stupid making a guess. What is it?
It is burglary.
I was going to guess burglary. Go ahead.
All right. Well, see, you would have won. And maybe we would have named a street sweeper after you the next one time around. But this one.
Andrew does not mean handsome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This one, by the way, is, you know, committing burglary, unlike committing a violent crime, is less likely to result in leaving identifying evidence at the crime scene. You know, they usually are committed to stealing items of value, and the victim's identity most of the time is not relevant. So, you know, a burglar may wear gloves to keep from leaving fingerprints, and he's less likely to leave blood at the scene. And they usually choose to burglarize unoccupied homes or businesses, which leaves no witnesses. So sometimes those burglars can be pretty tough to solve.
Wow. Yeah, makes sense. I wish I'd have guessed it. I can't really take credit when you don't try. All right. Mike Wood, he is the public. And, you know, also the things you see on TV for how you would, you know, the various forms of technology, like we talked about last week, are not quite as robust and rapid and easily available and free as, you know, you would see on TV. So that, I'm sure, keeps things a little bit more challenging to solve. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you so much for the time and for talking to us today, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and go Kevin.